This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, thanks to a TikToker, we have got perhaps a big mystery answered. And you can check out the video on the BJ and Meeks page of KISW.com. As this woman posts her explanation as to why male statues from ancient Greece have small packages.
All statues of celebrated figures in Greece, such as Zeus, Hercules, celebrated athletes, were all presented with a small package. Meanwhile, in the arts, in comedy, for example, those who were considered foolish or barbaric or depraved all had large appendages. So why is this? Having a smaller package was considered a sign of virtue, of civility, of self-control, of discipline. Meanwhile, having a bigger one was a sign of lustfulness, of gluttonous appetites, and barbarism.
You guys always say I'm very foolish and barbaric.
Oh, is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay. Every morning, you're like, Steve, that foolish, barbaric man.
Yeah.
Now I know why. Holy smokes. Like, if she's teaching stuff, I'm listening all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who this person is on TikTok, but you might want to do yourself a favor. This might be the reason why, BJ, you get on TikTok. Because she's talking about stuff that's, like, very random and, like, information I never would have known. But I paid way more attention because of, well, the source.
Yeah. Her name is Ruby Says Stuff, as in S-A-Y-S. Says.
Oh.
Ruby
oh,
says stuff.
Ruby, oh, Ruby, oh. Ruby says stuff.
How's that, Vicky?
Words. I love that Steve is laughing real hard when he figured out today's Wordle. It was so dumb.
Dude, so I don't want to give away what Wordle is, but let's just say the word was going.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't understand. How is this a word? Gong? What is gong?
Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah. I was just, my brain was not working properly. So I was completely coming up. I was like, how is this even a word? And Vicky's like, it's going. Yeah. I'm like,
I get it now.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I don't know if you know okay, I'll show BJ the word, but that way I won't give it away.
Oh, okay. Give it away now. Oh, man, yeah, that's a common word.
Yes, but I'm, like, trying to like, pronounce it like it's a one-syllable word.
Oh, yeah, you're not going to win
like,
it that
what?
Way. Yeah.
Gung? Like, how is that a word?
Yeah, that, I guess you don't use that word much.
By the way, mad respect, you got some really nice words out there, your other guesses.
I know. Some words I didn't even know. Like, I'm like, hey.
Oh.
No, I know they're words, but I'm like, oh, maybe? Okay.
And I wouldn't have got that word, by the way. There's no way I would have got that word today because my brain doesn't play these games well, even though that word is a word that I know very well.
It's a basic word. Then I don't know why my brain could not put the connection that it's an act. Like, I was just like, no, that's, what is this, some kind of like weird like word from another country?
When is the when is the moratorium for Wordle wear off? The next day?
Next day,
Okay.
When there's a new one.
That's kind of cool.
I feel like that's the only fair thing. I hate when people will like tag us and then they'll give like, oh, this was hard, but man, I bet Danny had an easy time with it. I'm like, I don't want any clues, man.
Yeah.
Just put the word out there.
That's the trouble, though, because you do want to, like, have fun with it.
I know.
Because nobody cares the next day.
You're right.
The next day, you're onto a new word.
I mean, people do usually do a pretty decent job of, like, whatever they're saying isn't a full-on clue. But sometimes people will be like, I'm like, dude, you just gave it away for me.
Yeah, my commentary is usually, F this game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Revs, usually, if I screw up one more time, I'm quitting.
That was mine yesterday.
The other day, there was the word was metal. And I almost, like, put the rock horns up with it. And I was like, that's too much of
away.
A kid.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. See, I would love that. I love clues. I mean, whenever playing video games, I was a hint booklet guy. I'd buy the hint book every time.
Cheater.
Even before I started.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cheater.
I want to see the whole game because I know my limitations. And I also don't want to drive myself crazy.
Vicky, can you take this Ruby
Banana?
She's doing banana vax.
Oh, that's hot.
As she eats a banana, BJ.
Oh, well, of course.
Well, yeah, she knows what she's doing.
She's earned a follow.
Brilliant. Yeah, I mean, she's definitely doing sensuality and you know, sensuous subjects. And she's a very attractive brunette. And the attitude with the sort of English, hello, I know what I'm talking about, in a very professional fashion.
Whoa.
She knows what she's doing, definitely.
I don't look at you eating a banana.
Is that how you eat a banana?
Well, sure.
That's how I eat a banana, but nobody looks at it like a cool thing.
I just love how...
It's because you maintain eye contact, well, yeah, and then you bite your lower lip. It gets weird.
I just don't know why we need to see a cleavage shot while we're eating a banana, but I suppose it works.
Well, here's the deal. I think she needs more viewers, so I'll have to follow her, because then she gets more money,
yeah,
and then she can afford shirts that fit.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.